Recorder's on.
Recorder on.
Are we on set, Peter?
David, are you on there?
You are no longer muted.
David, are you on there?
Muzak? He's getting music. Is he on the right call? Well, if you would communicate with David while I open a meeting, how's that? Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is Monday, August 17th, year 2020. This is a continuation of the Town of Curie Beach Emergency Management Meeting for the COVID-19 situation. May I have a motion to continue?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. David, are you on the phone? If David's not on, we'll have to excuse him.
He just asked if we were on the call. I said yes.
He said, I think I'm on the call. Would you
send him the number?
Yes.
Resend him the number. Bear with us 1 minute. We're trying to get David to connect with us. Otherwise, we'll have to excuse him for this meeting. We don't have everybody muted, do we?
He's not doing it from his app, so I can't see.
All right. We'll give him a couple more seconds, and then I'm going to excuse him. His phone is not working?
He's not on. I can't.
He's not on.
On here, but I sent him the call-in information again.
Well, okay. What we're going to go ahead and do is, may I have a move to excuse Commissioner Hager from this meeting?
I'll second the motion.
Okay. We all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Let's proceed. Let's start with the way we normally do and see if there's any activities or inputs from our department heads. Can we start with Fire Chief Ed, please?
Council, the only update that I have is that we last week had a potential exposure. It was on a medical call, and a particular employee was not the appropriate PPE, so we had sent him home for a few days in addition to what was recommended from the hospital. So he actually will come back on shift tomorrow. It worked out well because he was on his 4-day and well, actually only missed 1 day of work. So other than that, I have no update.
So do we have a problem there, or is he does not have
the issue? He has no symptoms at this time.
No symptoms? Okay. All right. I'll look to you to manage that accordingly, Eddie.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Commissioner Hagler's on.
Sorry?
Commissioner
Hagler's
on.
Mr. Hagler's on.
Yes, I can hear him.
Okay. We've excused him. Can we unexcuse him?
Make a motion to unexcuse Commissioner Hagler.
All in favor?
Aye.
It's always better to have an emergency meeting with the emergency manager. But we were going to try to push through it, David. I'm glad you could make it.
Yes, I know.
Okay. We just went through the fire report, and I'm going to ask to see if Chief Bowden has any inputs.
No updates.
No updates?
No, sir.
Everything status quo? Nikki, how about you?
No updates here, sir.
Okay, are we still doing our market tomorrow?
Correct.
All right, same rules?
Yes.
Okay. John?
No updates, sir.
No updates? Finance?
No updates.
Okay, thank you, Karen, standing in for Arlen. How about admin?
No updates.
No updates. Okay. The good news here is that our protocols appear to be working. All of our staff is present. Do we have Jim on the line? Jim, Public Works.
Craig, he contacted me.
He's not.
He contacted me earlier and said that he was not going to be able to make it, but they had no changes.
Okay. Okay, so you got the feedback then from him. That's good news. Protocols are working. We have nobody who is set aside. I will go through the numbers quickly, and then we'll see if David has anything to add. I know he's been on the road all day, but and then we'll open it up to questions. Zip code 28449, Curie Beach. Our number of cases as of 8/17 was 17. 17 might seem like an alarming number, considering that we started this thing at around 2, but I would tell you if you go back 3 weeks, we had 10. So the estimate or the common sense type view might be that there could be 7 active cases or less. 28428, which is our friends in Carolina Beach, they're showing 92 total cases. However, 3 weeks ago they had 82, so they are probably in the area of maybe 10 or fewer positive cases. Some of those could be hospitalized. We have no idea on that. 28412, just across the bridge and Monkey Junction area, they were at 430. They had been at 326 at that period of time, so they still have what could be a number of 100 active cases. 28403 from the University to Monkey Junction has 553. They were 528. So the areas across the bridge are struggling a little more than we are, but still, based on the population, it doesn't appear to be significant. The New Hanover County has 2,451 cases on 8/6. There are 2,710 now. North Carolina, the hospitals were at 1147 on our last meeting at 8/6. They're down to 980, so that's a positive trend. The hospital patients are down. Cases for the state, 145,516. That's up from the 131,000. However, out of the 145,000, 128,000 are presumed to have been recovered. The deaths were 2,092 last meeting. We're now, unfortunately, at 2,348. The trend in most of the things that we have seen and looking at is positive, but it is not a consistent trend at this point in time. We need a few more weeks. David, I don't know if you have anything you can add or anything you've seen. You've been on the road pretty much all day.
Yes, sir. Just an update from Friday that the hospital number for subtractivists are all great as of Friday. The big concern that's being discussed is what the school system is going to do. And every school system around the state has a similar issue around the country. But never changes from where you meant.
Okay. So in general, I would say the PPE things that the people are doing in town seem to be having an effect, and let's keep it up. Remember, safe at home, and from that perspective is to wear your protective equipment. How many people are on the call, Mandy? We didn't have much to talk about today. How many?
26.
Just 26? We'll open it for any questions on COVID. Anyone? We'll give you another couple seconds if you want to call in. Not much has changed. All the protocols are in place. We're still following the governor's activities. Okay, gentlemen, when would you like to extend this meeting for our next session?
Well, the mayor and the governor's not going to do anything.
Do we know when the governor's going to do anything?
September 11th, I think. So I would say September 10th.
Yeah, he'll usually do it 2 days before.
And if we have something come up, we can always do the 6-hour rule.
I mean, I would wait closer to when the governor's going to update us or...
What day is the 10th? Wednesday?
It's a Thursday.
Thursday. Yeah. What's your view, John?
Something has to change by the 11th. He set us till the 11th. So if he changes between now and then, we can call a meeting to discuss it. And if he does something on, say, 8th or 9th, we meet on the 10th, that would be the day before the 11th changes to either extend phase 2 or go into phase 3. The trends are getting much better. I don't think we'll go back to phase 1. So I propose going at least a couple of weeks. And we can always call an emergency meeting.
Okay, Joe, it seems to make sense to do it at the time you suggest, on the day you suggest. What time do you suggest?
5 p.m. Thursday, May 10th. Make a motion.
Do what?
Make a motion Thursday, May 10th, 5 p.m.
I'll second the motion.
All right, Thursday, May 10th, we will use the 6-hour rule if we need
August,
to get together.
September 10th. September 10th. I said May, sorry.
So, September 10th.
COVID fatigue.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. This meeting is This meeting is extended accordingly. Thank you all.